My friends, we knew this was coming. I said this was coming a couple of years ago. I said that if crime continues in Washington State, insurance rates were going to start going through the roof and people will be dropped by their insurance carriers. For example, my insurance carrier told me they cannot carry me anymore. I have to find a new insurance carrier. My car insurance rates have gone through the roof. No, it's not because of my crazy driving. There's no cops to catch me. Why is it? Because more cars are being stolen. Joining us now on the KVI studio line to discuss, candidate for Washington's Attorney General, the one and only Pete Serrano. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Ari, thanks for having me. Looking forward to chatting about insurance.
Such a pleasure. Yeah, and this isn't even like a sales pitch or anything like that. So explain to me exactly what's going on here, because, I mean, this seems like a no-brainer. More cars stolen, you're in a more dangerous neighborhood, your rates are going to go up. Is that about it?
That is, but let's expand that to you just simply live in the state of Washington and more cars are being stolen throughout the state. I mean, even in Pasco, where I'm not going to say we're extremely low crime, but we're a safe city, and across the river in Kennewick and Richland, I've had people reach out to me and say, hey, are you aware of this issue with the, yes, I'm aware of the car insurance, I'm aware of the homeowner's insurance. Well, what can we do? Well, you go ahead and call your insurance broker. They'll probably cancel you and you'll pay even more with another party. And I'm getting the same questions even from the insurance brokers. They're like, there's nothing we can do. We can't negotiate these rates with the companies just because, as you said, more cars are stolen. Therefore, there are higher payouts.
So is the government aware of this, or are they just ignoring it because they figure, well, we don't want people driving cars anyway. If we make it more expensive or too expensive for them, they're just going to say, screw it, we're taking light rail, you know, in Pasco.
Well, I'm sure. We're going to build a line to Pasco because that'll be the one place that everyone wants to go through in light rail. You know, unfortunately, the government is aware of it and they are ignoring it as far as I can tell. And so rather than, again, regulate crime or criminal behavior, they're going to allow the insurance carriers to regulate regular people like you and I, who, while our driving habits might not be perfect or the best, we still have good records. And yet we're getting hammered because some jerks are making the decision to steal cars.
Now, it seems like Bob Ferguson, or as we call him, Turd Ferguson, even though his role is top cop of Washington, doesn't seem so interested in any of that. He seems interested in suing the Trump administration. He seems interested in sending fraudulent Fergie fishy checks over to your house to try and get himself elected. But he doesn't seem to do anything about this. When you're attorney general, what do you plan to do?
Well, the plan would be to actually make sure that crime is actually prosecuted, work with the district attorneys and say, hey, here's your job description. Here's my job description. And guess what? Here's the part of my job description that overlaps yours. Now I can kindly help you, or I can just weasel my way in, or maybe weasel is a, speaking of Bob Ferguson, probably not the best word, but just shove my way in, throw my weight around and I'll do it for you. That's the beauty of the statutes that allow the attorney general to actually step in and do the work when it's missing. Hopefully as I continue to meet with prosecutors and sheriffs, you know, we'll forge a good relationship even in those counties that aren't prosecuting crimes and say, hey, look, we are a resource. I will be that resource. My office will be that resource. We all want to be safe, or at least I want to be safe. So let me come help you. And so I think that's a distinct notion. I've talked with the local prosecutor in Franklin County, and, you know, he's told me about some of the issues they've had where they've actually requested assistance from the attorney general's office and been turned away.
Wow. Mind-boggling.
Yeah.
So now
it is. It really is.
Even if we get this stuff solved in the rest of the state, you still have Seattle and Olympia to deal with, and they're not the kind that usually play ball. Is that going to be enough to possibly bring down insurance rates when they go, okay, it's not the whole state, it's just Seattle, and if you want to live in Seattle, that's your problem?
I think we could actually continue to work that process where if we bring down the criminal rates, especially if we can show that, look, there are a couple of hot spots here and there. You know, to your point, unfortunately, for those who continue to live in Seattle or Olympia or wherever it might be, they may still be at the higher rate. But I do think that we'll have the evidence to show insurance carriers, look, you need to bring your rates down and we'll work on negotiating them. I mean, that's certainly something under the Consumer Protection Act that the Attorney General can at least investigate, if not prosecute. So maybe what we need to do is really actually be effective in prosecuting crime. You know, I got to say, the overwhelming majority of our police officers and prosecuting attorneys are doing great jobs. There are a handful that are just kind of laying by and not doing the right thing. But the overwhelming majority are out there to protect us. Let's let them do their jobs. Let's free them up. And then, you know, let someone like me start to hammer on those Consumer Protection Act issues.
Now, I usually make it a habit of not mentioning the name of your opponent, especially when I'm having you on to try and promote you, but Monica Dhingra, who you're running against for Attorney General, she's the one who enacted a bunch of the policies that made this disaster in the first place. And if I were you, I'd be screaming it from the rooftops.
And we have been, you know, we want to be, to your point, we want to be careful. This race is about the issues and about what I can do to fix them. You know, I won't be able to solve Monica. She'll still be around. She'll still be a legislator. But at the same time, you know, I've got the opportunity to say, look, here are ways we can actually proactively fix this. If you want that solution, it's not going to come from her. It's going to come from me. And so I do, you know, often mention her and the policies that she's enacted. But I also want to make sure that people understand this is not a problem-oriented campaign, rather a solutions-oriented, and that I bring those solutions.
Well, it seems like pretty simple solutions when you think about the fact that she's the one who stopped legislation from going forward to fix police pursuits. That's literally something she did. All we had to do was go back to the way it was, and things would be better. In the last few minutes we have with Pete Serrano, who's running for Attorney General. Okay, aside from law and order, aside from all the stuff regarding car insurance rates, what's something else you're hot on today?
I want to make sure the people of Washington understand that there's a lot of administrative state issues, meaning the government, and we see this through the legislation, they're trying to expand the power of the Attorney General's office. You know, they're trying to give him investigative authority when police shootings occur. They're trying to give him investigative authority on cybersecurity and cyberbullying issues. We do not need that. We do not need more policymaking out of the administrative state. We do not need more rulemaking. We do not need more legislative authority. And so when elected, I'm going to come down and say, hey, look, go ahead and give me those powers and I'll just reject them. Or maybe because you don't like me, don't give them to me. Great.
I love it. Pete Serrano, if people want to volunteer for you, if they want to fundraise for you, if they want to learn more about you, what's the best way for them to do so?
Serrano4AG.com. That's SerranoForAG.com.
Pete Serrano for Attorney General. Appreciate you joining us today. We got a whole lot more to discuss, including our good news giveaway, our good news headlines, your chance to win a $50 gift card, plus so much more. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.